Hey y'all, this is Yamaya the Colorist. Some of you guys know me as India, and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Journey Within. Yes, it's a podcast. However, I like to think of it as my audio journal. It's where I share my real life experiences and my ahas. And if you're able to have your own takeaways from my story, then awesome. I'm not giving advice, I'm simply sharing my perspective. Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. And before getting into it, y'all, I just want to start off with thank you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been over a year since my last entry, yet you're here lending me your ear, and thank you. Thank you with my whole heart. Thank you. And I want us to do a quick gratitude exercise together. Don't roll your eyes. Stay with me. I want you to think about one thing that you're thankful for. It could be your car, your pet, your career. It could be a blossoming relationship. Maybe it's an acceptance letter of some sort. I mean, it could be anything. I want you to think of just one thing that you're thankful for. And I'm gonna give you guys a few moments to select one thing that you're giving thanks for. And once you get that one thing, I want you to hold it in your awareness. I want you to really begin to feel thankful, like really feel it. Maybe you want to think about how what you're thankful for has changed your life for the better. If it's a car, maybe before you was walking and Ubering, and now you're able to be a bit more self-reliant. Or maybe you can get more done at the top of your day since you have this car because you don't have to leave out as early. If it's a relationship, maybe this relationship has brought more fulfillment to your life. Now you have companionship and you're able to share experiences, or maybe you're experiencing more balance in your life. If it's an acceptance letter, maybe, now you're on an upward trajectory, or you're able to accomplish those, whatever your life goals are, due to this acceptance letter. Think about how what you're thankful for, think about how this thing has enhanced your life, and start to feel the joy associated with your gratitude for what you're giving thanks for. And then say thank you. Say thank you with your whole heart, with your heart. Say thank you. And I'm gonna give y'all a few moments to dig deep, to figure out, the one thing that you're thankful for today, and then to do the exercise, because I'm doing it as well. So we're gonna start now. 25 seconds. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, like I'm really feeling joy in my body by doing the exercise. Y'all, thank you so much. Again, thank you for tuning in. That's what I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for you guys lending me your ear, like still caring or giving a damn about what I have to say, even after a year. Thank you so much. I don't take it lightly. Thank you. I'm gonna jump right in. The message today for me, because remember, this is an audio journal, even though I'm recording it. It's a journal entry. The message today for me is focus. And I believe I did a journal entry before on focus, but today I'd like to add another piece to that. And that is minimize distractions, or minimizing distractions. Y'all, COVID came and changed my life. I experienced extreme spells of being at home due to the pandemic, well, due to being quarantined. And though I enjoyed the ease of not really having to do anything coming out of quarantine, I'm finding it more challenging than ever to focus. And I know that it's directly correlated to the long period of time that I spent glued to my phone during quarantine, just, having a phone, scrolling, wasn't too much to do outside of your home because stuff was shut down. So I developed an addiction to my device. Now, I've been able to meet my obligations and responsibilities because I said I'm having challenges focusing. So I've been able to meet my obligations and responsibilities. But as it relates to fleshing out some of my creative ideas and getting stuff done that's outside of my obligations, it's been challenging. And that's because during quarantine, I programmed my brain to be so occupied. So when I'm attempting to focus on a creative task or give something that's not an immediate demand my attention, my brain wants to scroll, it want to tap, it want to shop, it want to watch something on YouTube. It want to do everything but what, it's supposed to be doing. So more recently, I've had to like chin check myself, like get myself together. And I've had to focus on focusing. So I'm gonna share with y'all some things that I'm currently doing to aid in my ability to focus. Number one, I've got really clear about my goals. I've written them down. I've even subdivided them and I've attached intention to them or whys. My goals have a why. So I have my long-term goals and I have my short-term goals, but there's a why, like it all ties together. Number two, I've minimized distractions and cut out some of the noise. And for me, that looks like little to no social media. Only follow a few people, and most of the people that I follow, I don't really view their stories or feed. I've had to set it to where I'm not seeing it. That way, like I'm logging on social media with a purpose. Like I'm looking for something and I don't have things just popping up that takes my attention or my focus or tell me where to go. Also, I'm getting up earlier. I'm now a part of the 5 a.m. club. The 5 a.m. club has allowed me to get in an extra 4 hours of undisturbed time to really hone in and get stuff done. Y'all, I'm finishing up this book titled The 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. It's just get it. I'm just get the book. The book is titled The 5 a.m. Club and it's by Robin Sharma. Also, I've given myself designated times to check my messages and notifications. So instead of a notification or a message or a ding or whatever summoning me or telling me when to check the phone or, grab the phone, I check my messages during my allotted check message time. And that in itself has been a game changer for my mental and my nervous system. I've adopted like the attitude of I'm gonna get to it when I get to it. I'm not completely there, but I'm only checking during certain times. And number three, it's two part. So it's staying the course, me being committed to change, and for me, it's a commitment to focus. Like that's what I'm focusing on, being focused. And second part is if I find myself being distracted or rerouted, I practice self-forgiveness. So if I observe that I got distracted or off task, I exercise compassion and forgiveness towards myself and I get back on task. So in other words, once I realize like, hey, I'm off course, I don't lean into self-pity or self-sabotage. And for me, that could look like, I'll do it tomorrow or let me see what's on sale at Naked Wardrobe or, some other temporary satisfactory outlet. Or let me pour me a glass of wine. Let me just relax. Like, no. I'm making a conscious choice to take back my mind and focus. And I have to remind myself that the reward is in the work or in my ability to focus. It's not outside of my work or my focus. And I say the word work. However, I often interchange it with the word focus. So my reward is in my ability to focus. And I believe I talked about this in an entry before, I think it may be titled "The Work Is Its Own Reward," or something like that. But I know for sure that in a previous journal entry, I talked about how the reward is in the work. Like you got to do the work to receive the reward. So, in summary, I've made a commitment to focus, aka take back my mind. I'm the programmer. Number one, how am I doing this? Number one, I'm clear about my goals and tasks with an attached why. Number two, minimizing distractions and cutting out the noise. Number three, staying the course, practice self-forgiveness, not self-sabotage, and get back on course. Y'all, that's all I got today. This feels good. It's been a long time. This feels really, really good. I'm so happy that you're tuning in. This is TMI The Colors. Again, some of you may know me as India. Hopefully, you'll hear more from me more frequently. It won't be another year. Check out my other journal entries. Until next time, bye.